Diary. Fragments. Circa 1910. Ezekiel 26, verse 12 to 14. Read the history and study these statements closely. There will be the fulfillments in our world. The fulfillment of these statements will come to be a temptation to those who have accepted the truth, and some will fulfill the statement. Satan will lay out his plans to practice bribery in the spirit of commercialism. I'm much agitated to give the warnings to our people. Those who claim to believe will play at games to obtain property, in some respects as games of cards. They can be classed with gamblers. Such a state will come in that those who are drawn into these kinds of games will lose their bearings, and reproach will come upon the ones who lost in the game. We are to maintain the inspiration of the scriptures religiously and zealously. In a period of the world's history, when men who claim to be religious are not religious as far as the sacred scriptures are concerned, they are a pretense. They would change the scriptures into an unreliable production and bring in forgery as the word of the Lord. The Lord Jesus revealed himself to John. Read Revelation 1. Here is the correct representation as God designed. For all these important revelations were given to John for him to give in truth and righteousness to the people in words of warning. Read from Revelation, the first chapter. Mark every verse. This first, important, solemn chapter is to be clearly understood, because it is explained definitely in the word the Lord Jesus was to give to all who will be alive on the earth, to hear and receive representations that shall be made. Let every heart be opened to take in the true meaning of the vision. The Lord Jesus would have us just as solemnly be affected and humble as the representation claims. Make no mistakes in the interpretation of Scripture. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Verse 1. Isaiah 40 and 41. Read these chapters and pray, and put away your unbelief. We need daily counsel from God, and we need to appreciate the light of the Word. There is altogether too much commercialism woven into religious experiences. We need the refining influence of the Holy Spirit.